Podium Audio presents Master, Book 3 of Demon Summoner, written by Greg Walters, performed by John Keating.
Chapter 1. The Poetry of Mourning. Near Yankau, Kingdom of Bohemia, Imperial Hereditary Lands, March 11, 1645. 28th year of war. With sparkling red scales and liquid fire eyes, she alone can cause an entire army's demise. Muscles stronger than those of 10 rutting deer, her appearance leaves everyone frozen in fear. Pointed horns on her head impress to the core, but her terrible claws inspire even more. I think you're downplaying my contribution a bit, Gustav. After all, I did win the entire battle pretty much by myself. Mila interrupted the performance, poking her finger around in the embers of the campfire. She fished out a glowing chunk of coal, tossed it into the air, and let it sail into her open maw. At Gustav's questioning look, she explained, "It helps with heartburn. I've gone a little overboard the last few days, but it would have been a shame to let all that food go to waste." There were so many dead at the end of the battle. My master Martin was one of them. "You're right. My poem is terrible." He lowered the parchment. "I think it's wonderful, Gustav." Annika smiled at him encouragingly. Turning to Mila, she scolded, "At least listen to it all the way to the end." The demoness signalled for him to continue. What have I gotten myself into? Gustav had promised the demoness that he would write an ode to her, in gratitude for her help during the Battle of Yankau, but in the past few days had only managed to write a few halfway passable rhymes. He mumbled out the last lines. "But her best weapon is by far her big brain. Wisdom pours from her mind like the heaviest rain." "He should have found a way to rhyme Gustav with cast off," whispered Mila to Annika audibly. The apprentice field surgeon did not let this stop him and concluded his poem with, "But most important is this. I realize in the end she happens to be my very best friend." Gustav lowered the paper. Shrugging his shoulders, he looked at Annika and Mila, who were sitting together by the campfire in front of their cart. The fire was unnecessary. The demoness gave off such intense heat that her human friends had already taken off their hats and coats. It had something to do with her complicated digestive system, but neither of them wanted to know any details. Mila was a bit obsessed with her own digestion. "I know the ode is nothing special. There's been a lot going on in the last few days. We had so many wounded to help after the battle, and then our departure. And on top of that..." He didn't finish the sentence. Mila's claws shot forward at lightning speed, and he gasped. Gently, the demoness pulled him to her. "Don't worry about it, Gustav. We all know that my perfection could never truly be captured with words, but you came close. I thought it was wonderful." She bent down and whispered in his ear, "I am honored to be your friend, Gustav Hansen." Annika retched exaggeratedly. "If you two start making out, I'm going to throw up and leave with Yolanda." "I'd rather leave the nasty tongue contest to you, human female." For a moment, Mila looked intensely into Gustav's eyes. "Very well, children." The demoness clapped her hands. "It's time for me to go back into the earth. My gastric juices flow better there, and I can sense that you two want to copulate." She grinned. "I was beginning to think you'd never leave," Annika taunted, then winked at Gustav. He was embarrassed and excited at the same time. A belch escaped Mila, and the scent of cinnamon spread in the air. "Oops! See? I really need to get going." Disgusted, Annika waved the stench away. After